Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike White. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Brock moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Brock moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Banks reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Joe Horner now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to third for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellsworth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco is called out on strikes. One out. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Joe Horner. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Spangler moves to third. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Williams moves to second. It's 8-1, Cubs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Larry Yellen now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burpell hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yellen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Yellen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yellen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Casco reaches second base with a double. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Bertel reaches second base with a double. Rogers moves to third. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yellen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Cubs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Larry Yellen. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.